Welcome to the F1 Fangirls Podcast. I'm Hayden.
And I'm Lyra.
And we're two best friends covering everything from the paddock to the podium. Hey everyone, and welcome to episode 21 of the F1 Fangirls Podcast. Today we're going to be recapping Silverstone. We recapped FP1 and FP2 in episode 20 because we had just, it happened that day, so we just went ahead and recapped it for y'all. So we're going to be doing FP3, qualifying, and the actual race. Needless to say, the actual race was
something.
Yes, so we'll definitely get to that. And yeah, it was a crazy weekend. We're finally have a break this week from a triple header, which is a lot. I mean, yeah. It was three very, very interesting races. All, a lot of things happened the last three races. And I think everyone's ready for a little bit of break before we go into Hungary. As you can see, we have our driver pyramid. And again, once again, looking very much like practice, not like the actual race.
No, you're so right.
Because this is, I mean, usually see, you'll see like Hamilton, Max, Lando as like practice, but usually not.
George is somewhere up there, which
yeah, and he's Charles not. Is not all the way down there, and there's
Ferrari's going through it.
Ferrari is going through it, and not that we want to see that at all, but unfortunately, it's happening.
Yeah.
So we just have a short episode for y'all today, and yeah, we have a little bit of a break before we go hungry next week.
Yep.
And then after Hungary, then we have another race. Forgive me, I don't know what it is. And then,
oh my god, I just looked.
We're on for summer break, which is also sad, but
yeah,
gotta have a break in there somewhere, because we did too. And yes, so FP3, George went fastest, which, okay.
Yeah.
And then Pierre spun out and just went in the gravel, which Pierre had a rough weekend because
he got
50 place grid penalty.
Yep. He replaced everything about the power unit you can possibly touch.
Yeah. When I saw I don't even know what you would call it, the papers or, I don't know.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I was like, is this a joke? Are they, what is this? And then I was like, oh no, actually it is 50 places, yeah. Which it's pit lane, and then it's he's starting
I saw that, back up the track. Yeah.
So that was, yeah, Pierre had a really, really rough weekend. And then,
not that the 50 places affected him, because power unit problem before he could even start, which,
yeah, that was sucks. That was at the race, but
yeah, we're getting ahead of myself.
Qualifying was,
that was hard to watch.
Yes.
Oh my god.
That's been seeming a lot of what it is lately. It's been we've all just been that was really hard to watch, which I think is very true, because a lot of the race it's just.
But I mean, Logan qualified P12.
Logan did good. I didn't hear his name very much at all, which is good.
Yeah, that's how you know he's doing better. But Charles getting knocked out of Q2 was not a highlight, to say the least.
No.
Mm-mm. But, I mean, Alex made it into Q3. That was kind of shocking. And Nico. That was interesting, I guess. Silverstone was good for Haas and Williams, because they both did good. But other than that, it was semi-normal. George getting pole is not.
That's not normal.
No, neither is Lewis getting second. Max four.
Maybe it's normalized, but not that we want it to be normal.
No, can we please not make this normal?
No. What's normal is Max getting pole.
Yeah.
Or Charles.
Oh gosh, we need to bring that back.
Want y'all to think about this. And I remembered this. When we first started, very first episode, we were oh yeah, Max is gonna be winning all the time. It's gonna be Max win every weekend. We have to hear the Dutch anthem all the time. Six different drivers, all that we love.
Okay.
Other than George. All that we love. George, he's fine. George and they've all won, and we thought that it was going to be Max, but no. Actually, very much opposite. We got 2 Ferrari wins this year. McLaren win. 2 Mercedes win. And Red Bull win.
Yeah.
No Checo. Can we talk about Checo for a second? What is happening?
There's always something going on with Checo because
I think he's been Red Bull, most irrelevant. Red Bull wants to pull out of their contract with Checo.
I did see that.
And Lewis wants to re-sign with Mercedes.
Are you serious? Do you think he will?
Do you see how bad the Ferraris...
Okay, yeah. Did you hear the announcers? They were like, such a shame that he's going to Ferrari right when their downfall is happening.
The announcements the announcers make while watching the race, you're just like, did they just say that? Did they just like sneak that?
They say it so casually.
You're like, what did they just
say? Rewind. But, I mean, I would actually be surprised if he stayed another year.
At Mercedes?
Yeah.
I would too, with the amount of money that Ferrari is offering him.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
More money, more problems.
Yeah, very true. I mean, him and Charles would be releasing a lot of new music.
He's going back to Christina.
Yeah, XNDA needs to make a comeback.
That is the collab.
It really is. Only the, OGs know about that song. Yeah. Anyway, but they could play piano and sing about all their troubles at Ferrari.
But they can title it something like...
You know what I'm thinking?
What?
Can 24, Aus 24, and Sil 24 are gonna be his new singles.
What about Monaco?
But, he only does it about the race he does bad at. Last year, Miami 23, where he wrecked in the wall in quali. And then, I think it's about... Aus 23 is about Austria. And
Austria?
What's the other one?
Or Australia? I don't know.
I think it might be Austria. Then there's
his favorite is Aus.
Yeah. They're all bangers. But it's, bad when he releases new music. You're like, oh.
He's going through it.
Yeah. But it's good for the fans.
Yeah, except that one time when he got hacked.
That was really funny, where they, released a song of him singing, and he was like, I don't sing quite yet.
Quite yet.
There means there's a possibility. Anyway.
Okay. Actual race.
Yeah.
Oh, unless you wanted to...
I was just gonna say, I'm expecting Kimi to come to Mercedes, not... as much Lewis re-signing.
Yeah. I was just saying this. When is Carlos going to sign?
We're halfway through the season. This is the halfway mark. 12 left.
He needs to, get going.
I still think my Haas prediction is pretty probable.
Okay, listen. Is this going to be really controversial to say?
Uh-oh.
I would rather him go to Haas than Williams.
100% agree.
Okay.
If we look at Williams and Haas comparison, here, we have cold hard stats, actually.
I would much rather him go to Haas, number one, because he'd be him and Ollie, that's a really good pairing.
Want. Yeah, exactly.
And then number two, when he was in Saudi Arabia, Carlos was coaching him through it.
Stop.
Which was really, it was really nice. But anyways,
sorry.
I was just...
I'm taking so long to find
it. Because just seeing Williams, what Williams is doing every weekend.
We're happy with P9 and P11. That's
and Haas did what, P6 and...
P6, Kevin was P13, but Nico's on the right track.
Yes.
But they have 27 points and Williams has 4.
Yeah, so...
And also Haas's Ferrari engine, so... We could still say Carlos technically drives for home.
Kick Sauber doesn't have any. They have none.
No, they have none. Have you seen Joe in the points or Valtteri?
No.
I think they gave up.
I remember talking about this in the very first episode, but 373 points versus 0 points.
I think about 300 of those points are Max. Or 270.
And about 20 is Checo.
I think 270 is Max or something like that.
Because thinking about how much that Checo has been doing.
255, well. And Checo is P6 in the championship with 118.
Oh.
And look at this amazing race result at Silverstone.
How is he still at P6? How has no one passed him?
George is about 7 points away from passing.
Good.
Him,
okay. So that will happen next race, probably.
Oh, I'm sure. I'm just like, I mean, Nico's 11th, and then Kevin is 16th. Like, if you go back the last probably 5 years, they've been like last with barely like 3 points.
And it's because Gunther was.
Unfortunately, it's because Gunther left, but they're good now.
I feel like we wanted to like not blame it on Gunther, but then after thinking about it. He really was a lot of the problem.
Unfortunately, yes, but I mean, it's good for Haas, so yes. Maybe Carlos will.
Happy. Yeah, not Williams, though. I would be really sad if Carlos went to Williams. Alex.
Because then Logan goes to IndyCar. Which,
can we talk about the fact that they put a British, like, is it, like, flat, yeah, British flag on his car on 4th of July?
He said, you know that like Team Torque, their like podcast, he was like, guess what weekend it is, guys? And the person he was with was like, it's Silverstone race weekend. He was like, no, it's 4th of July. It's like, you can't talk to British people about the 4th of July. That's like the last thing they want to hear. And he got replaced in FP1 on the worst weekend of his life already.
I can't believe that. That's crazy. Those are a little bit results. Updates, but actual race. Let's just say that, was I expecting a Lewis win? Absolutely not. Was I really excited that Lewis won? Yes, because actually last episode I was like, Mercedes was just saying that they want one last win
that
with
was crazy.
Lewis, and the fact that they did it as home race too is so cool. Like, I respect that a lot. And everyone was obviously so happy that Lewis got another win because he hasn't won in so long. He couldn't stop crying. It was so sweet.
It's been like 945 days.
Since I wonder if people really keeping countdowns.
Oh, well, I'm sure. Lewis fans are something else.
I mean, I don't blame them, but...
No, yeah. I did not think he would win. Like, if I'm being so, so, like, honest with myself, I was not expecting Mercedes to come back from where they started in Bahrain.
And Lewis was fighting with the McLarens for a lot of the race.
Oh, gosh.
Can I say that Lando maybe could have won again?
Yeah.
Because I just don't
of
get
course.
It.
I think it's
strategy because...
Oh, 100%.
Lando had a really slow stop, and I think Lewis took advantage of that, and that also helped a lot for Lewis. But I think that it's just, Lando, I feel like he gets in his head, and a strategy, and he has one of the best cars, if not the best car, on the grid right now, and I don't think he's taking full advantage of it, and I think that he could have won for how many races now?
Probably, like, five.
So.
He could have probably 5 or 6 race wins, and he has one. It is partially McLaren, but they were like, we're the only team, like, up there that has 2 sets of mediums left, and then he goes on, did he go on softs? I think he went on softs when clearly they were like, the data shows that mediums are better, and then Oscar went on mediums and was like setting fastest lap. So I'm like, if he would
I think
put,
they were trying to put them on intermediates.
Yeah, I mean, there was a lot.
I think they were trying to switch from softs to intermediates. I forget, because the rain was coming. So they were trying to, like, figure out, everyone's trying to figure out their pit strategies and then, like, try to double stack. That was a lot. But I remember
they could have totally double stacked Oscar and they didn't, which ruined his race, too, so.
I remember watching, I was like, why would they not do that? And then, what was I going to say? I totally forgot.
Well, while you're thinking, let's talk about Charles' horrendous pit stop strategy.
Yes.
Because why would they have him put on inters when Silverstone is weird because it like rains, the track is, it takes up so much space, so it'll only rain on like certain turns, or it'll be like kind of raining but not wet enough to put on inters, but it's too wet for slicks, so it gets hard, and a lot of people stayed out on slicks, and then they called Charles in because they were like, I guess trying to go for an undercut. I don't know what their point of putting him on inters was, but it was such a dry track that he was losing 12 seconds a lap compared to the people on slicks.
This is like Canada all over again.
It literally was. And he had four pit stops, or three.
Yeah.
So, because they were saying it again.
They were saying it was a one-stop pit strategy. Yeah. And
I mean, it should have been two, and it was three or four. Yeah. So, they're back to 2022. It's not looking good. And throwback to Hungary last year, they had a 10-second pit stop, and Charles didn't have any water the entire race. So maybe we'll get it right in 2 weeks.
Hopefully. I remember watching the race, and Zach Brown was on the radio for Sky Sports, because he was just on, and he was saying, we'd rather be, obviously be in 1-2 right now. And then literally the next lap, McLaren passed. He passed Max or Lewis? They passed Max, and then they got past George and Lewis, and then it was a 1-2. And I was like, that is some real manifesting right there.
Yeah.
Leave it to Zach. That was crazy when watching. I was like, oh my gosh.
I thought they had it in the bag. I was like, this is going to be McLaren 1-2, 1-3. And then Mercedes, I was like, George has to stay up there. And
pulled
then
that.
They had a water system issue. George, can you imagine that?
Mm-mm.
I would be so furious.
Yeah, the announcers were like, George is the only one without water. Because it was, obviously pouring. But, that's so frustrating.
Oh, and obviously we already talked about Pierre, but he had a power unit problem before. Literally they
formation did. Formation
lap. They did formation lap, and he came into the pits and retired. So I'm like, is he going to take the 50 places in Hungary?
That's terrible.
And they just changed everything, so I guess they didn't get the stuff to work.
How much damage do you think it would have been if he, tried to...
I don't think the car would have... I mean, it probably would have stalled at the start or something weird.
Then he'd still serve places instead of bring the next race.
I guess. I don't know.
Anyways, I think it was a very happy weekend, considering that Lewis won. Because I think a lot of people have been expecting or have been wanting a Lewis win.
Yeah.
And we got a George and Lewis win, which... I wasn't expecting either of those, because if you look at the beginning of the year, where Mercedes was, and then I feel like Ferrari and Mercedes kind of just swapped.
100%.
But Ferrari's problem, I think, is their strategy. Mercedes' problem was the car, and I think Mercedes fixed whatever was going wrong.
But now our problem is the car.
Yeah.
And the strategy.
So we just need a lot of...
upgrades? That's we've been a team in F1 before.
What happened?
The car was... Their upgrades caused bouncing. That's not how that's supposed to work. So, I mean, now McLaren's 7 points behind Ferrari in the championship, which we're gonna get past in Hungary, I'm sure. I don't want to manifest
anything. If we keep this up, yes.
Mercedes. You know what? Maybe Charles will get pole. He'll be 2023 himself and be good.
Yeah, I can't believe that they just were doing really well and then all of a sudden this happened. I feel like
three
you can never hold
in a row.
Yeah, you can never hold hope that's this is gonna be that we're gonna keep this out, and then just Ferrari fans, you can't just hope for it. You just have to.
This is the one year, I'm going to be so honest, I thought Ferrari could win Constructors.
Yes.
I was like, Max will probably win because Checo won't help Red Bull at all. But I was like, Ferrari could win.
No.
And now, I honestly think McLaren could win.
Yeah. Because, thinking back to Australia when Carlos won, I was like, this is going to be a great season. Because if Carlos won, I think that we can do really well. And
yeah,
then,
but, okay, I saw this thing and it was the Australia curse, and it was every time an unexpected team wins Australia, they suck the rest of the year. And I was like, oh my gosh, it happened with McLaren when Jensen won, they did so awful the rest of the season. So I'm like, and also Charles wasted all his luck in Monaco, so.
Well, if you think about it, if Carlos didn't win Australia, then Charles probably would have won Australia. So either way, we would have been...
I was hoping for that.
Oh, we know. That was a difficult race for both of us.
No, it was. But Max DNF was something we could equally be excited about.
And Lewis DNF. I was not excited about Lewis DNF, but Max DNF, yeah. That was...
And George!
Oh, yes.
They went from a double DNF to a win in the DNF. Poor George. I feel awful. But I have a theory about how we've had six different race winners. So, Adrian, as we know, the FIA can be semi-corrupt. Not to assume what's going on behind closed doors, but they're definitely not as fair as they could be.
If you look at some of the penalties, and then they're just like...
race incident, I'm like...
You sure?
Are we sure? Like, Lando jump starting. I didn't want him to get a penalty, but like, come on.
I think we need to do a replay.
Anyway.
Like, watching football games, they have to make a decision.
Yeah.
It's like, it's not fair. But like, you have to...
What if F1 is like, you, like boxing, where they script out how it ends before the season starts? Because six race winners, we had two last year. And I've talked about Red Bull cheating and stuff before, but like, now Max is qualifying P4 and Mercedes came out of nowhere.
Maybe they had failed upgrades too.
Red Bull.
I feel like
people
that's...
who won every single race last year.
I heard that's
except
a really
one.
That's a really crazy theory. But
six race wins of different people.
But okay, I feel like it would be different if it was like weird teams, but these are all drivers who it like makes sense.
That's why they're scripting it like that. They can't script a Nico win when he's never had a podium.
Did they? Well, considering George's race incident, I think that... No, because I don't want to think like that. That's not fun.
That's my theory, is that it's all scripted before the season starts. They decide who's going to win what race.
They scripted Pierre 50-best grid penalty for...
They did. They said, Alpine, you have to change everything about your gearbox so that we can give you a 50-place grid penalty. It's like one big domino effect. They set off one thing, and then more things keep happening.
Okay. I don't think that's... I think you're thinking too much. I think you just need to live. What, do you want to start... You want to, Max, start winning every race again?
I mean, I miss singing the Dutch anthem. I just want to hear it, like, one more time.
Please don't say that.
I've said that, like, one episode, and then Charles won.
Oh, okay, keep saying that.
But I don't know. I mean, that is pretty out there, but like...
Never know.
I mean...
I guess we'll never know.
Everybody asks me what I would do if I didn't win. I guess we'll never know. That was literally Lewis this week. But Hungary is like starting over. We're going to forget about this nightmare of a triple header and get pole in Hungary.
Yes, we are. We're manifesting it, guys. We got this.
I'm going to look.
To all the fellow Ferrari fans out there. Who feel our pain. I'm sorry. To the Mercedes fans, congratulations. Very happy for you.
We're like addressing every team.
To the Red Bull fans.
What are you doing with your life? That's all I ask.
Why are you a Red Bull fan? Because, I mean, yeah, I don't know. Just, you'll be fine. To the McLaren fans, I love you. McLaren fans are great.
They are.
My dad's a McLaren fan. Keep going, and I think you're getting more race wins because I just think that.
So, actually, Hungary historically has not been good for
Ferrari.
Hold on,
I'm still talking. Aston Martin
dressing.
Fans, you're probably a Fernando fan, which I don't blame you in one single bit. I love Fernando. I don't really know what to tell you because Aston can either be okay or be not really good at all. So good luck.
We didn't talk about Carlos Fast's lap. That was crazy.
Okay. To the Haas fans, I also love you because they got to go. Okay. To the Haas fans, you're great, and I'm really excited for Ollie because we love Ollie. And I don't know why you're a Haas fan, but I think that you are a very loyal person and you stick with your team even when they're doing bad. And I think that you're great. To the Williams fans, I don't know why you're a Williams fan. I feel bad for you. You're probably a Logan or Alex fan, which I don't blame you for being a Logan or Alex fan. But I think that Williams are just the worst team right now. Other than Stake. At least Williams have points. So actually, I take that back. But Stake has not crashed as much as Williams has. So it's kind of bad. V-Carb. Who's a V-Carb?
We love you.
Who's a V-Carb fan? Okay. Well, you're a Dan York fan, too. V-Carb, you're just a
V-Carb?
Off-brand Red Bull, so.
Whoa! Came for them. They're just Liam Lawson. They're like the delusional Liam Lawson fan that thinks they can get to Red Bull. That thinks he can get to Red Bull.
I loved the Miami car, though. That was great. Alpine fans.
What are you doing with your life? Oh my gosh, stop like he got one.
Okay. Just kidding.
I love Pierre.
I love the pink on the race suits. I love Pierre's girlfriend.
What happened to the pink camo car?
Don't know. We'll Stake. How are you Stake already fan? Said that. Oh, I did?
Yeah, you said they don't crash as much as Williams.
Yeah, I didn't do a tribute to them though.
Oh, I'm sorry.
The lime green. Why would you choose to wear lime green? Unless you're a Lando fan. But those are different lime green. Speaking of that, Lando did do new merch. And it was, like, literally the most lime green you've ever seen. And I was like, no. So those are my tributes to you if you are any of those fans. Again, if you're a Ferrari fan, I feel you. If you're a Carlos fan, too, I know how you feel. Because I don't know what he's doing. Those, his most recent Instagram pictures, though.
Wow.
What are you looking at? 2021.
Certainly Esteban Ocon did not win Hungary 2021. Because he did.
I forgot about that. Yeah.
Seb got disqualified for
look where fuel. He is. Look where he is now.
Yeah.
Not doing very well in 2024.
Anyway, this is like GOAT grid right here. Like Nikita and Latifi on the same grid. Mind-blowing to me.
So I think that we're just, again, like Lear said, we're gonna forget about this miserable triple header. If you're a Mercedes fan, then don't forget about it, because it was good for you. But if you're a Ferrari fan, I think coming from Ferrari fans, I think we're just gonna kind of just not think about this and think about Hungary, and hopefully that we'll do good. We are gonna do good. I know it. I don't feel it in my bones, but we're gonna do okay.
What?
And I am excited for Hungary and then summer break, which summer's almost over anyways, which is crazy to me too. Can you believe that?
One more month until school. So we have Hungary, and then we have Spa, and then we have a month-long break, which we don't really know what we're going to talk to you about for a month, but we'll figure it out.
We will. We may bring some people on our podcast, we'll have a lot of fun.
We will.
So, until next time, we'll see y'all for episode 22. Intro to Hungary? I am hungry. For...
And predictions.
No, hungry for a Ferrari win. We're gonna do it in Hungary.
I salute to that.
Okay. We love y'all. Thank you for watching. We'll see y'all next week. Bye.
Thank you.
Thank you for tuning into this week's episode. Stay up to speed by following us on all our social media platforms at F1 Fangirls Podcast.
And if you love this podcast, don't forget to follow and subscribe. I'm Hayden.
And I'm Lyra. Join us next week for our next episode.